We know hunting for good coffee can be frustrating and time-consuming. And with all the confusing labels out there, it's hard to know that what you are buying is actually mindfully sourced and truly making a difference in people's lives. That's why we put together our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription. Over the last 15 years, Joe Bean Coffee has built friendships with award-winning coffee farmers, ones we trust to consistently bring us amazing coffee year after year. Coffee tastes best at the peak of harvest, which is why we run our program like a CSA, regularly sending you a rotating selection of in-season coffee. You pick how many bags and how often you need it. We do the rest. And you can feel good knowing you're directly supporting small-scale coffee farmers. Go to JoeBeanRoasters.com for details.
All right. Let's talk Rochester. Let's talk galleries. Let's talk behind the glass. All right? First, I want to thank everybody that helped support Behind the Glass, get us to about 74% for our fundraiser, our campaign, our GoFundMe, where we are actually trying to fundraise for this reception. You know, we've been in Rochester for 3 years. This gallery started off as an idea between Kwajay Donnell and myself. Who is honestly my best friend here in Rochester. So a big shout out to Kwajay as well. But long story short, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, and some people do. If you heard this already, I'm sorry. But the idea of Behind the Glass started off as basically, you know, Kwajay and I looking for a space where we could showcase underrepresented artists, right? Where we can basically give artists that have minimum exposure or have never been part of a gallery a platform and to be able to showcase their work. And it'll be 3 years coming this January. And because of a lot of the different moving, changing scenery and, you know, the scene in Rochester in terms of artists, in terms of, you know, finding artists, curating. We brought on Rob Bell to our team to help support with the curation this past year, and he's been an excellent support and help. So shout out to Rob Bell as well. But it's a three-person team now, you know, and, you know, it's really hard to be able to navigate that still. All three of us have full-time jobs. All three of us, you know, have our own personal lives as well that we have to navigate. And it becomes really hard and taxing, you know? So what the idea is was that Behind the Glass, we were going to make some changes in terms of curating every month in terms of, you know, how we represent our artists. We're still going to be representing them, and we're still going to be showcasing artists that are underrepresented. You know, that goal is still evident. That's still our mission. Our mission is still community over competition. We're still, you know, in a way, trying to help artists find ways to network with other artists. That's why we feel like these receptions are very important. And we wanted to navigate towards a way to keep that rolling in 2026. So starting in February, Behind the Glass will not be at Mercantile Main. We appreciate the support and, you know, the opportunity that we had to utilize that space to be able to curate 3 years of excellent artists that have done and gone on to, you know, create their own spaces, to create their own networks, to create their own relationships with other galleries, and also be able to showcase their own work and, you know, their own exhibitions and individual shows. And, you know, we're really proud to say that these people were part of our roster at Behind the Glass at one point, which is why the support for this reception is important, because we wanted to find a way to, in a way, celebrate those artists that were in Behind the Glass as well. So we wanted to create a yearbook zine for the last 3 years with a page dedicated to each artist. But yes, yeah, so 2026, since we will not be at Behind the Glass, we were trying to navigate towards a space that we felt was evident towards the mission that we're continuing to build on in terms of, you know, local support for artists, community over competition, and as well as being able to foster receptions in a whole new atmosphere, a whole new, you know, way to experience, you know. So starting in February, we will be sharing the space with Golden Supply Company. I'm excited to have that opportunity in their space. Adam has been a great help. I actually also, in terms of my full-time job, I work there every other weekend. And I support the little tiny bit I do. You know, I run sales and sometimes I'll, you know, help do other stuff, but it's literally a small drop in the ocean of the amount of things that Adam and the team here at Golden Supply do on a daily basis. And the one thing that is adamant in terms of, or, you know, that's evident, I'm sorry, in terms of, you know, how Golden Supply operates is that they're community focused. You know, they do a lot of things here in the city of Rochester. They're a small business that does great big things outside of Rochester. And I feel like aligning with a space that, you know, can help us bridge that community collaboration, I think is important. And I think it makes sense. So in supporting us for our end of the year reception, what you're doing is you're not only supporting the creation for this reception, but you're also supporting us in terms of being able to install and be able to be set up for success for 2026 here at Golden Supply. So again, I want to thank everybody that has been able to support us already. I want to thank, you know, again, Golden Supply, Adam and the team here for allowing us to, you know, be part of this excellent space. I want to thank everybody in the city of Rochester has always been, you know, hardcore, all in for Behind the Glass and what we do as a mission. The 2 years, almost 3 years that we've been here, both nominated for Best Of Gallery against some really big galleries, Artisan Works, Roco, and Memorial Art Gallery. So again, we're making these moves to continue what we have already been doing. You know, we don't repeat the same artists in our gallery. We have a podcast where we get to talk to our artists on an everyday basis. Not everyday basis, but an every month basis when we put them in our shows. So we really appreciate the community support and also the other artists and the other galleries in Rochester that help, you know, help us do what we do. We also, this reception is not going to be the end of the year reception because it's going to be so big. We needed a new space for that. So January 16th from 6 to 8, our three-year reception is going to be at Farmhouse Table on the third floor. There's where we'll have our installation of all of our artists from the last year of 2025, or this year. We'll have them on display, and then we'll be able to have them up inside of Golden Supply for the whole year once we take them down at Farmhouse Table. So lots of great things coming up for 2026 for Behind the Glass. On behalf of myself, Kwajay, and Rob, we appreciate you guys. Also, big shout out to Chris of our podcast, Lunchador Network producer, who has been great at fostering a great collaborative podcast network here in the city of Rochester with lots of great things that literally touches every single type of genre in Rochester. So big shout out to Lunchador Podcast Network for being able to give our artists a voice and to give us the platform to be able to find another way for people to understand why our artists do what they do, and also for us to be able to reach people that aren't able to reach out to or are able to, you know, network in our receptions or galleries. We wanted another format for that, and I think we really hit it out the park by continuing with the Behind the Glass, being part of the Lunch to the Door podcast network. So, again, on behalf of myself and everybody here at Behind the Glass and everybody here at Golden Supply, look forward to hanging with you guys in 2026. You guys take care. Again, even if you can't support us for our campaign, we're almost at our goal. Sharing it on Facebook and all the other social media networks will be beneficial to help us as well. So, appreciate you guys. You guys take care and happy holidays.
Hello, hello, folks. My name is Magnus. I am a host of The Mind of Magnus. It's a podcast where I focus on expanding my brain and bringing some awesome people along the way to help expand your brain. So I have some new seasons and some awesome new guests coming up this year. So join me. Send me some factoids if you have your own. I even have a call-in line. So check it out. Find me at mindofmagnus.com, wherever you get your Lunch and Door podcast network, which is everywhere.